Hello, it's Angel. I would like to talk about positive self-talk today. But first, I want to share a story with you. It's called The Cracked Water Pot. A water bearer in India had two large pots, each hung on one end of a pole he carried across the back of his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, and while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream, the cracked pot arrived only half full. This went on every day for 2 years, with the bear delivering only 1.5 pots of water to his master's house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishment and saw itself as perfectly suited for the purpose for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its imperfection and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived as bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you."
"Why?" asked the bear. "What are you ashamed of?"
"For the past 2 years, I have been able to deliver only half of my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out of all the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you have to work without getting the full value of your efforts," the pot said. The water bearer felt sorry for the old cracked pot, and out of compassion he said, "As we return to the master's house, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." Indeed, as they went up the hill, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun warming the wildflowers on the side of the path. The pot felt cheered. At the end of the trail, the pot still felt bad because it had leaked out half of its load. And again, it apologized for its failure. The bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of your path, but not on the other pot's side?" "That's because I knew about your flaw and took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back from the stream, you've watered them for me. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. If you were not just the way you are, he would not have such beauty to grace his house." And the moral is, each of us has his or her flaws. We are all cracked pots. And we can all be useful despite our defects. And a dear friend shared that story with me, and it resonated, so I thought I would share it with you. All right, so self-talk, positive self-talk. I think it's really important, and so I wanted to share some stuff with you about it. Self-talk is, I'm sure you all know, how you talk to yourself, and how it impacts the way you feel. So, you know, you can either be your own cheerleader or your biggest critic and pull yourself down. And you know, enough negativity, it really does ruin your day. And you did it to yourself. And that's shitty. You shouldn't do that to yourself. So it's just how we talk to ourselves, you know, negative versus positive. And I don't know about yourself, but I do catch myself being negative for no reason at all. And I really stop myself. I have to be like, why am I doing this to myself? There's enough negativity in the world. I don't need to add to it. You know, I've always wanted to stand out. I've never been someone, I mean, I guess I'm always in fashion, I suppose. Those things I've always paid attention to, but I never wanted to fit in, and not the obnoxious. I mean, maybe in elementary and high school, that was an obnoxious phase. But as I grew up, it worked. And I've always wanted people to notice me and not be like everyone else. I don't know if that makes sense. And so, you know, I've always wanted, I've always wanted to brighten people's days. And one of those ways is with my appearance and always looking nice. And that sounds vain, like, oh, I'm going to make someone's day because I look cute today. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, wearing bright, sparkly, blue ribbons in my hair and things that people are going to notice. And maybe some people laugh at me, but it'll make them smile. It's fine. I don't know. I've always liked and like what I do with my audios. I like to make people happy and it makes me feel good inside. And it gives me confidence and, you know, you really need a good foundation of self-talk every day and just believe in yourself, believe in what you're doing every day, believe in yourself and your dreams and your hopes. Again, I know I talk about that a lot, but it's so true. I would never be able to accomplish the things I've accomplished in my life without my own personal, you know, thoughts and just really working on being positive. And I know it's so hard to control those negative thoughts. It's like training at the gym. It's just like working out or any other, you know, healthy thing you do for yourself. You know, some people drink a lot of soda and they cut that out of their diet. And I've never drank anything caffeinated. But I from what I understand, there's quite a withdrawal from soda. And so just like anything that you're trying to improve yourself with, it's work and that positive self-talk and lifting yourself up and being your own cheerleader. It's just like any of those things. It takes work. It doesn't happen overnight. And it takes a lot of correction because sometimes it is just easier to just stick with that negative thought and just let it. And you're like, well, if I imagine the best, it's not going to happen anyway. So I might as well just prepare myself for the worst. And yeah, I mean, we all fall for that sometimes. And we all let that happen on occasion. But why? Why? Yes, you're not stupid. You're not naive. You know that the bad thing can come. You cannot get the promotion. You cannot get the job. The person can say no to you when you ask them out. Or you can reveal your feelings to someone and they not feel the same way. Though that's very possible that all those negative outcomes could happen. But you know that and you're aware of that. So why dwell on it? Why not? You have just as much chance of the positive happening. So really just we need to focus on the positive things, that the positive outcomes that are possible. And it gives us more confidence. And we deserve that. Don't we? We absolutely deserve confidence and to feel good about ourselves. And there's plenty of people out there trying to make us feel bad about ourselves for whatever reason. And that's out there fine. But we don't deserve that. We need positive energy and be positive little cheerleaders for ourselves and each other. And I'm here to remind you of that. Because you deserve it. You absolutely deserve to be positive for yourself and to try. And some of the things I do are when I'm really just bummed out or if I'm having sad thoughts or whatever, we all have our days. I try to find the good. So if there's a problem, if there's something I'm worried about, I try to find the good out of it. What can I be learning from this situation? What can I do better if maybe my action caused some of this negativity? Or what can I learn if this ever happens again? And that kind of takes a little bit more of a positive spin on it. The other things, like if you're just in a lousy mood, like I always go for music. Music's always the first thing I go for. And I just kind of go through, you know, most people have millions of songs. And so I usually just go to my iTunes and just flip through and just listen, or Pandora and just listen until something hits me. And then it puts me in a better mood after a little bit. And it really only takes a couple of minutes. And I kicked myself because I'm like, I've been sitting here bummed out for half an hour and I should have just put my headphones on. The other thing I do is pictures. If you're missing someone, or if there's someone really special or dear to you and you can't see them right then, if you have one of their pictures, look at it. Look at their smiling face, that person that means so much to you, that person that's important to you. It could be anyone. And I do that. I catch myself pulling up my phone and looking at someone's smiling face and just to see their eyes and to see their face, it brightens your mood. What else? Oh, and then this is cheesy. I'll just type someplace in something, whatever the first words that come to mind, like a beautiful beach or anything. And I type it in, whatever the things I love. You know, I love pianos. There's all sorts of different things. I love sharks. You guys know that. And I'll type that into Google and I'll just look at the images and just look at the pictures of the things I love, and it brightens my mood. So those are some of the things I do. And certainly talking to people, but you can't always just go to someone and talk. That's not always an option. So you really need to start relying on yourself and not play the victim, which is hard. But you've created your life. This is your life. You're in charge of it. I know it doesn't always feel that way, but apparently we are in charge. I'm like, I'm an adult. What? I don't feel like an adult, but we are. And I have to remind myself, I need to take responsibility sometimes. I have to remind myself sometimes, not that I need to take responsibility sometimes. I'm responsible for myself at all times, because I'm the only one responsible for my happiness. I'm the only one that, I mean, it's great to have people that you're attracted to and that you love and that are dear to you around you and to be part of your life. And sometimes those things don't work out and they're not part of your life anymore for whatever reason. But it's so important to take responsibility for your happiness, and whatever you can do that's feasible to get that happiness and to be positive in your life, it's worth it. It's so worth it, because you're worth it. And you deserve to have positive thoughts, and you deserve to have a smile on your face, because why not? I mean, you have two options. You can be happy or you can be not happy, and you can have positive thoughts or you can have negative thoughts. And it's so tiring and so awful to have negative thoughts. I mean, sometimes we just can't help it. But if you can, if you really can, try to choose the positive, because you deserve it and you're worth it, just like I am. And you're special and you deserve to feel smart and sexy and funny and whatever other things that you wish you felt. Find a way to make it happen so you do feel that way. So that is what I wanted to remind you. I know you know all these things, but it's always good to have a little reminder course of that we're worth it and we need to be positive, because, you know, positive, happy people make the world a better place. So, all right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the little cracked pot story. And remember, we're all cracked pots. I know this sounds cheesy, but I really like that story. I think it's sweet. So take care, everyone, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye.